Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and this is your Friday review show, or probably more of a Friday feeling show based on the date it's being released. But before we get into that, let's hear from this week's sponsor, which is Laurel Road.
You're
you in 30 years.
Whoa.
Some advice. Open a Laurel Road checking account when you refinance your student loans. You could get a rate as low as 1.37% variable APR, plus a cash bonus.
I can do that.
Also, don't date Parker.
Ew, the defense attorney?
Trust me.
Save yourself with Laurel Road. Visit laurelroad.com/saveyourself for more information. Rates depend on your credit profile and include discounts. Terms and conditions apply. Laurel Road is a brand of KeyBank, member FDIC.
Okay, so if you're listening to this on the date of release, it is December 24th, meaning it is Christmas Eve, my favorite holiday. And if you're a physician or any other kind of parent out there, I hope that you're getting to spend this time with your family and not going into work. But if you are going into work, hopefully it is not a long day for you. Now, I recognize there are those of you that are probably going to work and you have to work all day, possibly tonight into tomorrow. And if you're having to do that, you know, I as a physician appreciate that sacrifice because I know for our jobs, it's not always easy. And for those of us who get the short straw in terms of the holiday for the year. It's not always fun, but we do what we have to do because that's our jobs. And our biggest priority is taking care of patients. And sadly, sometimes that takes time with sacrificing time with our families. And so if you are one of those people out there, I appreciate you. Thank you for doing that. I hope you can still have a good holiday season and you stay healthy. Now, with it being Christmas Eve, I thought it was important to talk about holiday traditions and talk about kind of what we do with my family, because I think it's important for our kids. And, you know, it's important for our kids to kind of have these consistency with holidays, because what happens is, you know, their brain remembers these things. It remembers what you're doing. It remembers, you know, what you did last year to this year, and how's it different, and how's it compare? Because these are the things that they'll remember when they're older, and they'll have these kind of fond memories of Christmas or whatever holiday is, and then they can actually include it into how they do it with their kids. And so I'm just going to, you know, today's episode's fun. It's Christmas Eve. I don't want to make it too serious. So I'm just going to talk about some typical traditions in my family that makes me think of Christmas. Now, having my own family now with a wife from obviously a different family and kids and living in a completely different state, we don't always get to go home and visit my family during Christmas. And especially with COVID going on lately, that was canceled last year. So this year we were lucky enough to be able to do that. And so for me, traditions with my family are things like making lefse. If you don't know what lefse is, it is a Scandinavian type of very thin potato pancake, if you want to call it that. Basically, if you have a lot of leftover mashed potatoes, I'm not saying mashed potatoes with chives and stuff, and just mashed potatoes, you can make lefse, and it's great. We just throw some butter and some sugar on it, and it's perfect. So if you don't know what lefse is, you should look it up and try it this year. It was actually really cool. In my initial office that I worked at as a pediatrician, we would have Secret Santa gifts every year. And one of the doctors who was my Secret Santa that year knew we were a big lefse family, because I would make it for our office on the holidays. And so she found this little Swedish shop in Omaha and bought me a lefse stick, which was great. And literally a lefse stick is a very thin piece of wood they use to flip your lefse. And it doesn't seem like much to somebody who's not into it. But for somebody like me, who that's a big part of our family and tradition, it was such a cool gift. And I don't know, it's pretty neat. So it helped bring back those memories. So lefse is a big part of it. My dad always makes rosettes. Rosettes are basically fried dough. But it's based on this iron, this cast iron rosette model. And so you fry this thing and put some powdered sugar on it. And they have zero calories except for air basically to them, but they're delicious. But anytime I smell those things cooking, that's Christmas to me. The other tradition we used to have when we were kids is we'd get to open one present on Christmas Eve prior to going to church. We would always do Christmas Eve service instead of going to Christmas Day service. And so we would always get to open a present. Now, all of our presents were not under the tree at that time. Always the big ones came Christmas Day. And so that was a big thing too. And that was one of our traditions. Now, this year for our boys, since we are spending time back at my parents for Christmas, and we're not going to be at our new house for Christmas, we decided to let them open some gifts early. And so the Wednesday before we leave, they get to open some gifts, and hopefully we'll appreciate the fact that they get to open things at our house and won't have as many things to open at Grandma and Grandpa's house because they've already done that here. Hopefully it doesn't take away from the magic of Christmas for them. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. That will not be a constant tradition for us, just when we're traveling. I do remember one time we did, when we traveled, we were getting ready. We left. We were getting ready to go to the airport, and I ran back inside and threw everything in stockings and under the tree just to make it special when we got home from Christmas. But we're going to be gone a little bit longer this time, and when we fly in back home, it's going to be late, and I don't want to deal with kids wanting to open presents at 10 o'clock at night after a long day of flights. So we're doing it this way this year, and hopefully they appreciate that. Outside of that, you know, the biggest thing for me is just being with family and getting to spend time with my family. And I've been lucky enough to be raised in a household where my parents are still together. They're not divorced. I have two sisters, and my older sister has daughters, and we get to spend all that time with each other. And for me, family is such an important thing. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons I started this podcast, because being a dad and being a parent and being in the family is such a big thing for me. And so I think out of all the traditions, the biggest thing for me is just getting to see my family, because that means the most to me. And, you know, I told my kids that, that this year for Christmas, the only thing I wanted was to be able to travel and see our family and get to see Grandma and Grandpa back in West Virginia. That's all I cared about. Didn't need anything else. And I want them to understand that, the importance of that and what that means to me. And hopefully to them, as they get older, they'll recognize that and understand that the most important thing about holidays like Christmas is being with your family. Now, there's going to be the little things you pick up, the little things that you remember. But for me, that's the most important thing. So look at your Christmas holidays this year. Look at those traditions that maybe you did as a kid that you could easily pick back up at this point. Or maybe you want to start some new traditions and start doing them. Start getting them going. Even if it's Christmas is over, maybe do Christmas Day the next day. Maybe you do something the 3 days after Christmas, whatever it is. Make that part of your routine every year. Make it part of a special moment that only happens that time of year, because your kids definitely remember it, and it can definitely help shape and mold the person who they are now to who you want them to be later on. So that was just a quick show talking about our traditions. I hope you guys are having a great holiday. I hope you and your family are staying healthy. And with that, we'll see you next week. Embrace those imperfections.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.